There you are.
Okay,
how's it sound, bro? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Great, dude. Great, man. Yeah, I'm talking to you from the Cadillac wagon right now. Just kind of giving everybody a download on what's been going on. And we got some new people on the call. We got a handful of new students, and I just wanted to introduce you and what you've done and very briefly explain your story so that they're kind of aware of what's happening here. So for anybody new on the call right now, Cy is somebody that I started working with years ago. Now, we're fortunate enough to have lots of successful students. But Cy is somebody that really just stands out to me, and I like conversating with him. I interact with him. He jumps on. He helps us out a lot in our coaching programs. He helps you guys out. And it's awesome to have him on these calls because it is so effective for you to hear from somebody that was, you know, a lot of times people will say, hey, he's just like me. And unfortunately, this is just the nature of it. But when somebody becomes successful and then, you know, you guys have put in your trust in me to teach you how to flip houses and flip real estate contracts and wholesale houses in order to get your financial freedom. And I completely appreciate that. But sometimes I've noticed, because I've done this myself and I've now been helping people for years, is that we can tend to look at that person who has success and say, yeah, but that Justin, it was easy for you to talk to those buyers. Justin, it was easy for you to send out that direct mail and get that deal. It was easy for you to insert excuse. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's completely natural. But I love having Cy on here because when you hear his story and who he is and where he came from and what he was up to and the struggles that he went through, it's very, very relatable. So let me just start off by asking Cy one question. Cy, was it really, really easy to do your first deal?
Hell no, that was my hardest deal. That was a deal from hell.
The deal from hell.
That was the hardest deal I've completed to this day.
Yeah,
that deal was god-awful.
Yeah. And that tends to be the reality, man, right?
Yeah, it was, you know, just a brief story about that deal. It was a deal, someone inherited the property from their father. And, you know, the first time they say, come on by, we'll show you the property. I winked that nobody was there. You know, like, well, we agreed to another buyer. But, you know, I followed up with the person and eventually got in the contract and got a lockbox on the property after talking to her and her mother. And you can see that. Although she was an heir, she consulted her mother a whole lot on a lot of decisions. And I put a lockbox on, I think like a week, 2 weeks later, the uncle then wanted to sell the house. So he ran by and took the lockbox off the property. I only got like two buyers into the property. And then the mother told her to talk to the lawyer. So the lawyer, like, don't contact my client again. And we're not going to let you inside the property. You want to see the property? You close. And I had this contract for a skinny period. Yeah, it was crazy. And I mean, I remember I called Justin. I was at work. I said, Justin, I don't know what to do. You know, I had a few buyers that went there, but nobody really wanted the property. And there's no way to get back inside the property. What am I going to do? And he was like, yeah, you got to pimp this deal out. And eventually, a few months later, after one or two buyers say they was going to close on the deal, backed off. I found one buyer, but the thing is, with here, at least here in Virginia, they need some type of affidavit signed by two non-related parties that she was her father's daughter, officially. And her lawyers were signing off on it, which was illegal. So the title company was like, "Yep, we can't close this deal, Cy. We can't get in touch with the lawyer to keep sending the illegal documentation." And we can't go directly to the seller. You know, maybe you can do something. I said, well, you told me to stay away from the seller. And I went to the seller. I said, you know what? I'll figure it out. So I called the seller directly. I'm like, look, I know you told me to stay away from you, but I really wanted to get this deal done. And what your lawyer is doing is some funny stuff. And she's like, yeah, they always out of town. They answer my phone calls. And so it's crazy. I had to get expensive. And it's a crazy long story. I went there New Year's Eve trying to get like a 1 week extension because her lawyer held up the deal, and the boyfriend talked to me, and he was like, "Yeah, how, you know, maybe you can offer me like $1 or $2 grand more for this deal. And his name was not on title or anything like that. He said, maybe we should call around your competition and stuff like that. And I was like, so, well, you know, you're only dealing with me. I don't got a lot of overhead, so I'm going to be your highest price. I mean, I'm just sitting there just winging it, New Year's Eve. I'm like, oh, my God, first deal, $12,000 on the line. And after she called her mom, they decide, after like a 1 hour, 45 minutes of talking, they signed an agreement, and we ended up getting the deal done. But that was like a whole, I think, a full-month process just to get that
a full-month
process to get that first deal done.
Dude, that is epic. Dude, such a perfect story, for what it can be like, but how that ties into mindset. So kind of bear with me here, guys. So I started off the call talking to you about Hurricane Irma, and then how about life tends to deviate left and right, right? You know, sometimes, you know, business is awesome, and then sometimes something crazy in life can happen, or this crazy natural disaster, and all these things happen, and loss of property and belongings and moving things around and chaos. That is just what happens in business sometimes. Now, guys, I'm telling you this story is not to scare you at all. This story is to let you know that you are just as powerful as anybody that's making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month. Shy here is about to do how much again this month? 20 what?
Okay. Right now we're talking about 25 this month.
About 25 this month, okay? About 25 this month, and who knows, he has plenty of time. It's likely he'll get another deal under contract and flip it before the end of the month, which will probably put him over the 30s, because his deals have been typically averaging, you know, 17 to 20. It's like mine. Our deals typically average, or even our wholesale deals, are averaging $20,000. Now, guys, it's all to tell you that any time with any instructions that we give you through the training, through the coaching, when I ask you to do something, if that plan starts to deviate, go with the flow. Go with it, right? Go with it and keep that forward momentum. That means don't let it stop the flow. Don't let it, like, deviate you somewhere else. You stay clear on what the plan is. And that is going to bring us to the topic of today's call.